আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন সাইয়্যিদিনা ওয়া মাওলানা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া সাহবিহি আজমাইন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরুল্লাহ রাব্বি শরহ লি সাদরি ওয়া ইয়াসসির লি আমরি ওয়াহলুল উকদাতাম মিন লিসানি ইয়াফকাহু কওলি আল্লাহুম্মা ইফতাহ আলাইনা হিকমাতাকা ওয়ানসুর আলাইনা رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us أو the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all praises belong to Allah azza wa jal our sustainer provider cherisher and nourisher the master of the day of judgment the owner initiator and creator of everything that exists We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nure Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Alayhi Muridwan. चमक तुझसे पाते है सब पाने वाले मेरा दिल भी चमका दे चमकाने वाले बरसता नहीं देखकर अब्र रहमत बरसता नहीं देखकर अब्र रहमत बदों पर भी बरसा दे बरसाने वाले तू जिंदा है वल्लाह तू जिंदा है वल्लाह तू जिंदा है वल्लाह तू जिंदा है वल्लाह मेरे चश्मे आलम से छुप जाने वाले Dear viewers, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, it is only through the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's increase our thawab and reward in the early parts of the morning by starting our day by reciting durood, salams and salutations upon the most exalted and celebrated creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Listen to this fragrant hadith of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned when two Muslims meet and greet each other for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And whilst doing so, they recite durood upon me, they recite salams and salutations upon me. So before they separate from each another, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall forgive and pardon their past and their future sins. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This is the blessings of reciting durood. So whenever you meet any person, it should be for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla together with you reciting durood and sending salams upon Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's in the early parts of the morning recite durood and together inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's praise our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin Allahumma salli ala سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا सबसे औला आला हमारा नबी सबसे बाला आला हमारा نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد کیا خبر کتنے تار کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی کال دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے کال دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے کال دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچ ہمارا نبی اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوہ نما جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے کیا ہوگا اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ الحمدللہ رب العالمین. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we were reciting درود and praising the most exalted and most beloved creation of Allah عز و جل, and he is our beloved نبی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. So انشاءاللہ عز و جل, let's further enhance this blessings, praise the holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will be listening to a Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we do return, we are gonna be discussing the blessings and virtues of Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu, his unparalleled devotee of the holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are numerous narrations about Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar, the first khalif of Islam, subhanallah. So we will be blessing our program by discussing his blessings, inshallah azza wa jal. So please stay tuned with Madani channel from now till the end of today's episode and program. The kalam which we will be listening to will be mere ghar mein bhi roshni hogi, inshallah. We will be listening to this naat till we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله قسمت میری چمکا گئے چمکا گئے آقا قسمت میری چمکا گئے چمکا گئے آقا مجھ کو بھی در پاک پہ بلوا گئے آقا نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی रोशनी होगी मेरी किस्मत जगा जाओ मेरी किस्मत जगा जाओ इनायत ये बड़ी होगी
नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार कर दो नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार कर दो नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार
मदीने मुझको आना है गमे फुरकत मिटाना मुझको आना है गमे फुरकत मिटाना गे कबाकाए मदीना दर कबाकाए मदीना दर पे मेरी हाजिरी होगी
नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार कर दो नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार कर दो नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार
मुझे गर दीद हो जाए तो मेरी ईद हो जाए मुझे गर दीद हो जाए तो मेरी ईद हो जाए तेरा दीदार जब होगा तेरा दीदार जब होगा मुझे हासिल खुशी होगी
नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार कर दो नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार कर दो नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार
मेरे मरकद में जब अतार वो तशरीफ लाए मेरे मरकद में जब अतार वो तशरीफ लाएंगे लबों पर नात शाए अंबिया उस दम सजी होगी
नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार कर दो नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार कर दो नजर करम सरकार नजर करम सरकार
يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله
يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله سبحان الله this was such a beautiful نعت رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم composed by none other than his eminence حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس اتار قدری رضوی دامت برکاتهم العالی may Allah عز وجل bless our امیر اہل سنت with a long and healthy life آمین اللهم Ameen, thumma ameen. MashaAllah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, amongst the male free men, the first person to embrace Islam is Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Whereas amongst the youth, the first person to accept Islam is Hazrat Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And as far as the women are concerned, then it is Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we are speaking about this azim, this great hasti, this great personality, the first Khalifa in Islam, the closest companion to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who participated in all Islamic battles and wars with full bravery and with honesty and with full devotion. He supported the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, being his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's advisor, closest companion, ever ready to sacrifice everything at the feet of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had passed away on a Monday. Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also passed away on a Monday. Towards the afternoon, towards the evening. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Look at the closeness, look at the qurb, that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting beneath that splendid and beautiful Gumbad-e-Khazra. But he did not leave his companion of the cave elsewhere. He allowed him to rest next to him. And even in Alam-e-Barzakh, even in that world, they are together, dear viewers of Madinian Channel, companions of this world and companions of the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Look at the closeness and look at the similarities in following the lifestyle of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was just to make mention, dear viewers. Let's speak about maqam and ranking, which is extremely important and beneficial for our aqeedah. So after we have understood what Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, who was the first to embrace Islam amongst the male free men, it was Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu an. Amongst the young boys, it was Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu an. And amongst women, it was Hazrat Sayyidatana Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now remember, there is consensus, there is ijma', there is consensus of the Sunni ulama, Ahle Sunnat wal Jama'at on this matter with regards to their ranking and their positions. As Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the most highly ranked and supreme personality of the entire universe. After, remember, it is an ijma consensus of Ahl Sunnah that leaving the Prophet alayhimu salatu wasalam, after the Prophet alayhimu salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu is the most highly ranked and supreme personality of the entire universe, followed by Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu an, and Hazrat Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. This is the tartib. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu an, and then the rest of Ashra'i Mubashara, those 10 companions who have been granted or who have been given the glad tidings of Jannah in this world, right? So after them come the entire Ahle Badr, those great companions who had participated in the first battle of Islam. Then come the statuses of those who were the people of Ahle Uhud, those Sahaba Ikram who participated in the battle of Uhud. And thereafter comes Ahle Bayt Ridwan. Allahu Akbar. You know, these four companions were the closest companions to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the taqseem. Look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla had given them those qualities. Each one of them is unique in their own field. But this is the tarteeb of Ahle Sunnat wal Jama'at. This is, you know, there is ijma and consensus on this ranking that I have mentioned, and a way that has a sequence, and this is the sequence of Ahle Sunnat wal Jama'at. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi ta'ala and other scholars and other great scholars I mentioned, dear viewers of Madani Channel, narrated from Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu. These muhaddithin have narrated from Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu that he radiyallahu anhu had said, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu an are the best of this ummah. Other scholars like Imam Ahmad have reported from Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu an that he himself have said that after the Prophet alayhimu salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar are the best of this ummah. These are the words that left from the tongue of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that this narration of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu is mutawatir, having mass transmission. You know, so many sahaba and companions and tabi'een and tabi'i tabi'een and so many scholars have narrated this mass transmission, mutawatir. Allahu Akbar. So it is clear, it is 100% the words of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu. There is no doubt in this that he has mentioned this, that subhanallah, after the Prophet alayhimu salatu wasalam, Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu and Umar are the best of this ummah. This is the words that left his mouth. He teaches us how to love the sahaba. He teaches us because we love him. He is He is the father of Hasnain Kareemain, subhanallah. He is the beloved husband of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra Khatune Jannat radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He is the lion of Allah. He is the lion of Allah azza wa jalla. He is Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Allahu Akbar. How could we ever detach ourselves from Panjatane Pak? And he has taught us how to love the Sahaba and never have any enmity and hasad in our hearts against them. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, I leave this last narration with you and I leave this for you to think. As I'm saying, you know, great scholars and learned scholars, muhaddithin, scholars of Islam have mentioned, Ibn Asakir rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated from Hazrat Abdul Rahman Ibn Abi Layla rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem has said. Now I have given you reference of two gigantic and great scholars of Islam. They have mentioned, whoever says that I am more highly ranked than Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar, who is saying this? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, whoever believes that I am more greater than them in ranking, I will give them the punishment of a muftari. What is a muftari? A slanderer. A person who slanders somebody, Islam has a punishment for that. When you would slander. So he says, I will give that person the punishment of a slanderer to say that I am greater than them in ranking. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu an is such a companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he radiallahu an was ever ready to sacrifice everything. Now, just a little we have heard about him and how important it is to love him. Now, let's move towards a little of his lifestyle, of his sacrifices, subhanallah. Listen to this. At the Battle of Tabuk, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued motivating Sahaba ikram. Financially, the conditions weren't very good. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to continuously, consistently, persistently motivate companions to bring things forth. Sahaba ikram would go and bring whatever they could. Whatever they could afford according to their istita'at, according to their capacity and capability. Allahu Akbar. So when this had happened, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an and Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu an and many other companions left to bring, and all of them brought whatever they could. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu also went, as I mentioned, Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu had brought exactly half of everything that he had owned according to some of the narrations. When Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu had come in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam along with all his goods on his back, he came presenting his salams in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After doing so, he presented whatever he could at the feet of the master. When he was asked, O Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, have you even left anything for your family? You have brought everything and come with you. What have you left for your family? And these were the words of Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that yes, Ya Rasulullah sallam, I have left Allah and His Rasul for my family. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. I have left Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for my family. Sara kuch sarkar aap par qurban. Everything belongs to you. Everything is for your sake, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything belongs to you. Allahu Akbar. That is why the poet says so beautifully,
Kya pesh kare jana, kya cheez hamari hai, kya pesh kare jana, kya cheez hamari hai, ye dil bhi tumhara hai, ye jaan bhi tumhari hai, ye dil bhi tumhara hai, ye jaan bhi tumhari hai. یہ دل بھی تمہارا ہے تمہاری ہے.
اللہ اکبر. What should I present to you یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم؟ Everything belongs to you. This heart belongs to you. This soul and this life also belongs to you. زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے, مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے, چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے, بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے, دہن میں زبا تمہارے لیے, بدن میں ہے جا تمہارے لیے, ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے, اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے. صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. اللہ اکبر. When the number of Muslims, dear viewers of Madani channel, became 38 مسلمان جب ہو چکے تھے, صدیقی اکبر رضی اللہ عنہ then goes in the court of the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بارہا آپ نے عرض کی, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کرم فرمائیے, کرم کیجئے. یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, let's go openly and perform salah. Why should we now be afraid of these people who stop us from worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla? What's wrong to worship? What's wrong in worshipping one creator? What is the jurum and what is the oppression from stopping people from worshipping that which is ghairullah, other than Allah Azza wa Jalla? What's wrong in taking people out of darkness and bringing them to light, of guiding them and showing them the righteous path? Ya Rasulullah, let's go and openly perform salah. Why should we hide when Allah is our creator? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Finally, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeing his jazba-e-imani, seeing his passion for learning ilm-e-deen, for worshipping Allah azza wa jalla, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then agreed and said, no problem, let's go out. The moment they went out, the first muballighe Islam in terms of giving da'wah in this way, Allahu Akbar, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, after the declaration of prophethood, in terms of orating and giving a bayan and lecture, Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu stood up. Kufari Makkah were around the Holy Kaaba and they were seeing in the haram. Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu has stood up to deliver his speech, and the moment he began to preach, he was attacked from all sides. In fact, all Muslims were attacked. چاروں طرف سے حملہ کیا گیا, اور ایسا حملہ کیا کہ صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ عنہ, آپ زمین پر تشریف لائیں. اللہ اکبر. He رضی اللہ عنہ was on the ground. He was injured. He was زخمی. He رضی اللہ عنہ had wounds to the extent that he went unconscious. They beat and hit him to the extent that he lost his consciousness. ان کو وہاں سے اٹھانا پڑا. They had to lift him and take him away to the house. Allahu Akbar. He رضی اللہ عنہ was at his house. People then moved away and left. They were busy sorting him out. The tabibs, the doctors of that time, were present over there. The family members are present there. They were trying to revive him after much struggle, after, you know, covering his wounds and bandaging him and seeing to him. Finally, when he opened his eyes and gained his consciousness, the first thing that left the lips of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu is, ye bataiye ki mere aqa kaise hain? How is my master? Could anyone tell me how is the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal? How is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is he safe? Can anyone give me this news of his safety? Everyone is silent, including the mother of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. At that time, she had not yet embraced Islam. So she did not have much khabar to say to him. She, to calm him down, they kept on telling him, yes, everything will be fine. But he refused. He says, no, I will not eat, I will not drink, I swear, until I do not hear about the well-being of the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla, until I don't see him with my own eyes. He kept on asking his family, I'm so weak, I'm unable to get up from here. Please, can someone go and bring the news of his well-being to me so I could be in peace as well if he is okay? Allahu Akbar. Then when no one was giving any answers, then he himself said, he told his mother, Ummul Khair radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Ammi Jan, could you go to the house of Umar Farooq radiallahu anha, ask his sister Umme Jameel that, how is my aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She would definitely know. Allahu Akbar. Finally, when she knew that my son is not going to listen, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu hears nothing. He wants to hear nothing. He does not want to listen to anything except for the well-being and about the situation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when she realized that my son is not going to listen, she then left and she went to the house of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, meaning to say the sister's house. She went, she met with her, and when she asked her, she pretended as if she never knew, because I remember, as I mentioned, at that time, Umm Jamil, it was such difficult time that people used to hide their iman. Ummul Khair, the mother of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, has not yet embraced Islam. Umm Jamil is hiding her iman and Islam. People were afraid of mentioning Islam and iman. Why? Because it was a problem. Allahu Akbar. Nonetheless, dear viewers, what happens next is that she says, let me have a look at your son, and then from there we'll decide. She goes to the house of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, and after meeting, then Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu asked her, please tell me, how's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then he signals to her that, don't worry about my mother. She is on our side. She'll be fine. Don't worry about her. Just openly tell me quickly. I cannot wait to hear the condition of my master. How is my aqa? How is my sardar? How is the crown of my head? Allahu Akbar. And then she signaled him to say that, okay, don't panic and don't worry. Oh, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is at Darul Arqam, the house of Hazrat Sayyidina Arqam radiallahu anhu, and he is safe and sound. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu heard this, kalija thanda hua, but it did not stop over there. He took a deep breath. He was happy to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fine, but he says, mujhe sukoon tab tak nahi hoga. I would not gain complete tranquility and contentment of my heart until I don't see him with my own eyes. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then in the last part of the night, Ummul Khair and Umm Jamil, both of them. Of course, she then went back to her house, and Ummul Khair then taken Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu to the house of Hazrat Sayyidina Arqam radiallahu anhu. And then when they reached over there, the door was opened, and when he met his master, when he met our aqa, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he broke down, he cried, and he hugged and embraced the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal. And he says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been eager to meet with you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are my strength, you are my everything. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been waiting to meet with you. I have been waiting for this moment. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my mother. I request you to make dua hidayat for her. Make dua hidayat for her. Guide her to Islam as well. Rasulullah made dua, and it has been mentioned, it was that moment that the mother, Ummul Khair, the mother of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu an, had embraced Islam. She became a Muslim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, you will hear so many other stories, whether it was the Battle of Uhud, there was a mother, a woman, that was running towards the battlefield to meet with her family members. After the battlefield, she heard that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made parda from this dunya. So she hastened towards the battlefield. Somebody met her on the way and told her that your husband has passed away. She says, leave alone my husband. Tell me, how is my aqa? Mere aqa kaise hain? Mere sar ke taaj kaise hain? Allahu Akbar. Somebody then met her later on, further on, as she was hasting and running towards the battlefield. Somebody met her on the pathway, on the way, and said to her that, guess what? Your husband passed away, but together with that, you have even lost your son. Your eldest son passed away. She said, leave my eldest son and leave my husband. Allahu Akbar. First tell me, how is my aqa? Is he okay? Is my master okay? Is the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla doing well? Is he okay? Does anybody hurt him? I have heard that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become shaheed. I have lost my control. I have to see him to know whether he's okay. Allahu Akbar. It was said to her, third person met her and said to her that your other son has also passed away. We have just witnessed and seen his lash and his body. Allahu Akbar. But you know what, dear viewers? Nothing shook this woman of Islam. Nothing shook this brave warrior of Islam. She continued asking and telling people, why is everyone so concerned about my family? Can anyone not tell me about the well-being of my aqa? Once tell me that he is okay, I will be fine a day after. When she reaches the battlefield, she asks everybody, Mary, show me where's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then finally, when she sees the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla, she takes a deep breath and she says, now I am fine, subhanallah. Now I am okay, because ya Rasulullah, if we are in existence, it is due to your existence. Allah azza wa jalla has given us whatever we have today due to your blessings, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, ye dil bhi tumhara hai, ye ja bhi tumhari hai. Everything belongs to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did you see how Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu was most concerned during his migration with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was walking in front, walking behind, walking on the right, walking on the left. And when he was asked, he said, ya Rasulullah, I always desire, if anything comes to attack you, it should first hit through me. When this khayal comes that somebody may attack from the front, I run to the front. Then suddenly, as I'm walking in front of you, I then think to myself, what if someone attacks from behind? I then rush to the back and I give you protection. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this life is present at your feet. If anything happens, it should happen to Abu Bakr and it should not happen to you. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled at the style of his ashiq and his lover, of his companion, of his closest friend. Allahu Akbar. His companion of this world and his companion of the hereafter. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, look at the hardships that these companions have even went through. Now, if you speak furthermore about his maqam and status, now, from an Islamic point of view, from the Holy Quran Pak, let's listen to his maqam and his status from the Holy Quran. This is very high excellence, dear viewers. And listen to these verses. This verse was revealed for Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. But the most pious one shall be kept far away from the hellfire. Far away from it. Far away from this, from it. أَتْقَى. And many of the mufassireen, these ijma', once again, they are consensus of the scholars, of the Sunni commentators of the Holy Quran Pak, that in this verse, atqa refers to none other but Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu an, that he has been freed from the hellfire. Allah Azza wa Jalla has freed him. He is from Ashra'i Mubashara, those 10 companions who have been given the glad tidings of Jannah. And the Holy Rasul had given him glad tidings of this even in the world by saying, "Anta atiqum minan nar." You are freed from the hellfire. Subhanallah. His excellence is beyond our imagination. Look at what he's even fond of, dear viewers of Madini channel. Ye khud aapke mubarak alfaz hai. Aap khud irshad farmate hai. I am fond of three things. He says, I love to do three things. Teen cheeze mujhe bahut pyari hai. Number one, I love to continuously witness the beauty of the face of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love staring and looking at him all the time. Allahu Akbar. Number two, I love spending all my wealth at the feet of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three, I love to be present in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times. And now look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla has accepted his du'as and his wishes. He is fond of this. This is what he loves doing the most. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has done, made him do. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him accomplish when he said, I love to witness the beauty of the face of the Holy Rasulullah sallam ki main bas sarkar ko takta rahun, dekhta rahun, aapke husn o jamal ko dekhta rahun. Allahu Akbar. To is dua ko is tarah qubul kiya gaya ki ghare thawb mein. Who was closer to the Holy Rasul than Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu in the cave of Thawr on the night of migration? They stayed in that cave for 3 days. 3 din tak akele aap sarkar ke saath rahe. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla had revealed tranquility and peace upon the heart of Siddiqui Akbar by the verses being revealed in the Holy Quran Pak, and he was blessed to witness the beauty of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to that extent. When he came to say that I am fond of spending all my wealth at the feet of the Holy Rasul, this dua had been accepted in such a way that at the Battle of Tabuk, he was being able to present everything. He left nothing for himself. And when he was asked as to what have you left, he says, I have left Allah and my Rasul for my family. Allah and his Rasul, meaning the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I have left Allah and my master, which is the Holy Rasul, for my family. They are enough, they are sufficient. I need nothing else. I need no one else if I have them in my life. And when he said, I wish to always remain in his company, then dunya mein to aap sarkar ka qurb paayi hai. He was so close to the Holy Rasul in the world, being his advisor, being the father-in-law, for his daughter has been married to the Holy Rasul. Plus, he is the closest friend of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, once the Holy Rasul was in a pond with his companions, and he told all his companions, all his sahaba, that every one of you can go to his rafiq and his friend, and you can swim with them. So everyone made groups and they went towards their friends to swim in the pond. The only people that was left was Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu and the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he sallallahu alayhi wa went closer to him and said to him, O Siddiq, after embracing him and said, you are my friend in this world and in the hereafter. Allah. What maqam is this, dear viewers of Madini channel? It is beyond estimation. And look at it. When he said, I am fond of three things. The first, to look at your face. The second, to spend my wealth at your feet. And the third, to be in your company. Then today, remember, dear viewers, he is next to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has found the eternal companionship of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the companionship of this dunya. Dunya mein bhi sarkar ka qurb aapne paya, aur us alam mein bhi aapne sarkar ka qurb paya. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. This is the status which Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is ever ready to sacrifice and do everything for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This jazba-e imani is beyond our imagination. It is ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to hum tere hain, ye jahan cheez hai kya loho qalam tere hain. If one is loyal to the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then everything belongs to him, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But kaash we can put a stop to this fake claims of love. Our proclamation of love is only restricted to the tongues and to our lips. It comes here, it's restricted to that. As far as the actions are concerned, we are free from actions, dear viewers of Madani channel. We only say our love is only restricted till Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till Zikr-e Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hum Naat padhte hain, we praise him, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We celebrate his Mauludun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the question is also together with that, it's essential and still farb to read namaz. It is essential to have yaqeen that he will intercede for us. It is important to have this hope and yaqeen and umid from him. For he is our Nabi, he is our master, he is our aqa, he is our sardar and our leader. But together with that, remember, we have to do those things which are fard upon us. How many of us read our salah on time? How many of us fast in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem? How many of us have kept our faces in according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of us have the akhlaq according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When he is our role model, when the Quran has classified him and mentioned and said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that the best example for you is in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet we have made the stars of this world our role models. Those stars which will be shooting stars, they will come and go. But we have such a star that will never shoot, that will never fall, that will never disappear. For he is our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have a perfect role model to follow when it comes to your akhlaq, it comes to your smile, it comes to your eating habits, your sleeping habits, your diet, your life, your daily routine. How to be as a husband, how to be as a son, how to be as a human being. You have a role model. You are not left unattended. You have example. You have a manual to follow. Allah Azza wa Jalla is our creator and he wants you to follow his Habib's lifestyle so that he could love you. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحَبِّبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. So if you claim to say, oh my Habib, tell them if they claim to say they love Allah Azza wa Jalla, they should follow you, fattabi'uni. And when they will do so, then Allah Azza wa Jalla would love them in return. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we want Allah to love us at this moment in time. Does our Creator love us? right now? Are my actions pleasing him, or my actions causing his wrath and anger? Are my actions taking me closer to Allah, or my actions taking me closer to shaitan? Are my actions taking me on the path of Jannah, or my actions are leading me towards the hellfire? You think your Allah is happy with you, but what if Allah is naraz with us right now? We will be ruined. We will be destroyed if Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes naraz and unhappy. Look at the Quran. Read through the histories and see how many nations were being ruined. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, make sense, Ya Toba. Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu an, who has so many privileges and honors, but look at his struggle and striving. Aap zindagi bhar, aapke intiqal ke waqt tak, he was God fearing. He radiallahu anhu had so much of taqwa and piety. He never chased this world. We have little positions, we begin to cheat and deceive people for little money. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, he loved the Holy Rasul. His love was so strong, and the love itself contains so much of respect. Ki aap muhabbat kare lekin phir bhi had paar na kare, lekin had paar kar jaye. Allahu Akbar. You cross the ocean, but yet you don't drown in that ocean. Your level of respect is so much that he radiallahu anhu had never sat on the pulpit. Sarkar ki member par jab bhi aap tashreef rakhe, to us jagah pe nahi rakhe jahan pe sarkar bayan farmaya karte the, jahan pe aap tashreef rakhte the. He felt it as disrespect to sit upon that place where the Holy Rasul would sit. And this love and maintain was maintained by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu for the Holy Prophet. But look at Umar Farooq. When he became Khalifa, he said, I will not sit on the place where Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had sat. It's a level of respect that when you love someone, you love them, but itna bhi muhabbat karein ki aap us control ke andar bhi rahein, ki aap koi shirk na karein, aap koi haramkari na karein, aap koi gunah ka kaam na karein, aap kisi ko Allah ka beta na samajh baithein. Don't make that person the son of God. Astaghfirullah, na'udhu billah, ala ya'udhu billah. Do not make that person so close and so high that then you commit kufr and shirk. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, he respected the Holy Rasul so much, but when Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu came, he made intention, I will not sit at that spot where Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu used to sit. And when Uthmani Ghani radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, he said, I will not sit at the spot where Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu used to sit. They respected each another, ki hum ek dusre ke muqabil mein nahi hai. When amongst themselves they had this sort of love and respect, then who are you and I to decide who is greater than who? When it is already decided, the rankings have been decided by the Holy Rasul ﷺ. In his physical lifetime, he radiallahu anhu did not wish to go under Musalla. After much insistence, after insistence of the Holy Rasul ﷺ to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that signal your father to go on the Musalla, signal him. And he was so sick for 12 days, and then finally she tells her father, and then he performs Salah. This was a clear evidence that you have been granted Khilafat. Sahaba Ikram read namaz behind Siddiqui Akbar in the lifetime to say that the Holy Rasul was there, he was sick, and he was there, and he knew that Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu had led the Salah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from all of this, his azmat and his shan. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us aashiq-e sahaba and never kustakh-e sahaba. May we never become the enemies of the companions. May we understand their maqam and love them. His janaza was performed by the second Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an. And even when he passed away, aakhiri baat sun lete hain, subhanallah, he said that, don't just go and bury me in Jannatul Baqi. I want to be buried next to my Habib, next to my Aqa, my master. Take my janaza and leave me there and make salam. After making a salam, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah, do say that your friend, your ashik, your lover Siddiq, he wants to come next to you. Allahu Akbar. He desires to sleep next to you. He wants to be with you in that world as well. Say this: if the doors open, agar darwaze khud ba khud khul jaye, to mujhe andar le jana, sarkar ke bagal mein, not next to the Holy Rasul. Jab dunya mein humne barabari nahi ki, to us dunya mein hum kis tarah barabari kar sakenge? Bury me next to the Holy Rasul from where his chest is. Start digging my qabr from there. Allahu Akbar. Aur agar darwaze نہ کھلیں دین ادب اور احترام کے ساتھ آفٹر پریزنٹنگ مائی سلام ایٹ دا کورٹ آف دا ہولی رسول یو کین گو اینڈ بیری می ان جنت البقی اینڈ وین دس واز سیڈ آفٹر میکنگ سلام ٹو دا ہولی رسول ہز جنازہ از پلیسڈ آن دا گراؤنڈ صحابہ اکرام آر کرائنگ اینڈ دے مینشن دا ایگزیکٹ ورڈز آف صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ عنہ یا رسول اللہ ابو بکر از پریزنٹ ان یور ایمیننٹ کورٹ اف دا ڈورز اوپن آٹومیٹکلی ٹیک دا باڈی ان سائڈ ادروائز Ya Rasulullah, he will be buried in Jannatul Baqi. Having said this, the gate had opened by its own. And guess what, dear viewers? This was mentioned. أَدْخِلُوا الْحَبِيبَ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ فَإِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ مُشْتَاقٌ Join the beloved with his beloved because his beloved is longing for his beloved. Allahu Akbar. This Beloved is longing for his beloved. Allow the friend to come to his friend. And in this way, he was buried there. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us for his sadqa through his sake. Shukran. Barakallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, for all those who watched today's episode. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept our lawful wishes through his blessings. Recite lots of durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Follow the lifestyle of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu. Buy books related to his seerah and study them and see how and what a simple life he had led. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless the viewers of Madani channel. So, alhamdulillah, we will be back tomorrow with another episode and program. And we have come to the end of today's episode. And we would like to sign off once again, reminding you, stay good, be good, and do good wherever you are. Just remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. We say shukran to the technical team locally as well as internationally and to the viewers of Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Start your day with remembering.